In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the living soul shout the loudest, amen. If you're happy to be in his presence this morning, shout the loudest, amen. If you are fully aware that you are alive, not because you are too handsome, not because you are too beautiful, not because you are too intelligent. If you know and you know you are alive because of his mercy, shout the loudest, amen. We come to draw from you again. Yeah. Yeah.
We've come to draw.
Jesus. We pray for our brothers and sisters who are on the way coming. Lord, help with their footsteps. And may that be a particle of the blessings today. Thank you because you know you have done it and you will do it again, Lord. In Jesus' name. Celebrate Jesus by clapping your hands. He's awesome. Have your seat and God bless you. Praise God. Praise God. I want to give God thanks for what he has done. I want to also appreciate the Almighty God for our beloved pastor, Pastor Moses Alu. Whom God have destiny right from the foundation of the world to create impact, not only here in Africa, in all continents. If you want to clap, you clap. Amen. I want you to know that for me to stand here this morning, I don't think there's any church where such has ever happened. There is no church where such has ever happened, where someone like me can stand to speak to the whole world. Hallelujah. And can we appreciate God once again? It does not happen in many churches. It doesn't happen. We have about, if I want to rate the churches in the all over the world, I will tell you 98% of churches do not create room for young ones to give out what they have. But here in Bride Assembly, we don't have a pastor who always wants to give out. He creates room for everyone to express his or herself. Hallelujah. I give God thanks for the pastorate. I give God thanks, even you that you are here this morning. Can you appreciate yourself? We'll be looking at a very interesting topic. And glory be to God that this topic is coming this time. And for the fact that the topic is coming this time, that means there is something the Lord wants us to learn from this topic. And let me quickly tell you, I may not say something different from what you have known, but there is a reason why the Lord wants to say it again and again, so that someone will take it serious. Praise God. I say praise God. I say praise God. The topic we'll be looking at this morning is titled The Ministry of Ahimaaz. The Ministry of Ahimaaz. That is the topic we will be looking at. Praise God. Under this topic on the Ministry of Ahimaaz, we'll be looking at 3 points, if God permits. We'll be looking at who is Ahimaaz. Who is Ahimaaz? Then, we'll also be looking at what is Ahimaaz's ministry. And the last one we'll be looking at, the dangers of being in Ahimaaz's ministry. Praise God. I repeat, we are looking at who is Ahimaaz. What is Ahimaaz's ministry? And what are the dangers of Christians or people that call themselves believers? What are the dangers of you being in such ministry? Praise God. I have to be careful with my words, because I know everyone seated here and those that are watching online, we are not people who are who have received malnutrition food. We have people who have received balanced diet food. Amen. So when you come to a church like this, from the altar down to the floor, you have to be careful with your words. Why? Because we are not chickens. Hallelujah. We are what? We are eagles. And the Bible says, where the carcass are, what happens? The Bible says, there the eagles gather. So we are not chickens, rather we are eagles. Praise God. Praise God. So who is Ahimaaz? From my own definition, one, Ahimaaz is, okay, let's read the scripture, 1 Samuel, before we continue. 2 Samuel chapter 18. Amen. 2 Samuel chapter 18. I read from verse 18. Then said Ahimaaz, from verse 19. Then said Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, let me now run and bear the king the tidings, how that the Lord hath avenged him of his enemies. Verse 20. And Joab said unto him, thou shalt not bear tidings this day, but thou shalt bear tidings another day. But this day thou shalt bear no tidings, because the king's son is dead. Verse 21. Then said Joab to Cushi, go tell the king what thou hast seen. And Cushi bowed himself unto Joab and ran. Verse 22. Then said Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, yet again to Joab, but howsoever, let me pray thee also run after Cushi. And Joab said, wherefore wilt thou run, my son, seeing that thou hast no tidings ready? Praise God. I say praise God. We will continue reading the scripture. Number one, we are looking at who is Ahimaaz. Number one, Ahimaaz is a self-called messenger. I repeat, number one, Ahimaaz is a self-called messenger. When you say somebody is self-called, you are simply saying that he was not called. Am I correct? He was not called to deliver a message. So he called himself. He is a self-called messenger. Joab knew who is prepared, who have received what it takes to deliver the message. And let me quickly announce to you that it is not everyone that knows how to deliver the message. There are people who have been trained by the Holy Ghost, not by going to Bible school, not by going to anywhere place, but there are people whom God himself have ordained or have trained to deliver message. Praise God. Now listen to me carefully. The Old Testament, the Bible says what? It is the shadow of things to come. So when I'm talking about Cushi, when I'm talking about King David, talking about Ahimaaz, it is what we saw in that scripture or in that chapter. It is nothing but what is going on in the body of Christ and what is going on in the church of Christ all over the world. Praise God. I say praise God. When you read the book of Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 21, I read in Jesus' name. He says, I have not sent these prophets. Are you hearing that? He said, I have not sent these prophets. Yet, they what? They ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesy. Verse 22. But if they have stood in my counsel, another scripture will tell you that it says, wait until thou art endued. From where? From the power from the high. If they have waited for my counsel, if they have waited for me, I will send them. But instead of them to wait for me, what did they do? The Bible says they were in haste. And they called themselves and said they are messenger. They said they are prophets. And they decided to go to an errand, or they decided to be in a field that they were not qualified, not technically, not by going to school, but there is a school of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Now, I have a note here. Let's look at Jude chapter 1 verse 4. There is something the Bible also said there. We are looking at Ahimaaz is a self-messenger. He was sent when he was not yet for him to go. Jude chapter what? Chapter 1 verse 4. I read. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before the of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only God and our Lord Jesus Christ. My emphasis on that scripture is, for there are certain men crept in what? In unaware. The Bible said, while men slept, what happened? The devil came and so what? And so tired. While the world was thinking and thinking and thinking, these men were thinking on how to raise offering. They were thinking of, in fact, their mindsets is different from the vision and the things of God. They decided to what? To, based on what is in their hearts, to go even when they were not asked to go. Hallelujah. Now, notes. Having many messengers in the world, listen. Having many messengers in the world, it is not an issue. We have so many messengers in the world, it is not an issue. But the issue is, what are they saying? It is what they are saying that counts. Let them be 100 or 400 prophets of Baal,
But in that 400 prophets of Baal, we have a Micaiah. And that one Micaiah supersedes all the other prophets. I don't care the title they bear. I don't care whom they are. I don't care how many jets, how many things they have. I don't care. What I care of, what are they saying? If what they are saying contradicts the scripture, if what they are saying has nothing to do with the scripture, we are not expected to listen to them, because why? They will definitely turn us or turn the grace of God into something else. So who is Ahimaaz? Can you shout it? Let me hear you. Who is Ahimaaz? Number one, Ahimaaz is a what? Is a self-called messenger. Clap for yourself. You are a good Bible student. Number two, who is Ahimaaz? Ahimaaz is a self-claimed messenger who thought he could help God. Look at 1 Samuel. 2 Samuel chapter 18. That scripture. Let's read it again. 2 Samuel chapter 18. Amen. 2 Samuel chapter 18, verse 20. 2 Samuel chapter 18, verse 20. I read. And Joab said unto him, thou shalt not bear tidings this day, but thou shalt bear tidings another day. But this day thou shalt bear no tidings, because the Lord's king is dead. The person who is the vision carrier, the person that knows that the king is dead, he knows who is the right, who can truly deliver the message. Because there is a way, if you have read the story between Nathan and David, if Nathan did not apply wisdom in talking to David, David would do what? We order his men, his servant, to kill him. But because Nathan has been trained, he knows how to combine words so that he can talk to the king, then he was sent, and immediately he finished saying what he wants to say. The Bible made us to understand that the king shouted, who is this man that have done this wickedness? And the man said, you are the one. But because of how Nathan started the conversation, being a king, he can't go back to his word. Hallelujah. He can't go back to his word. Hallelujah. So Joab knew that this man, I have been with you. I know you. You cannot deliver this message. You can't go now. I am aware of whom you are. But he was thinking that he could render help. You cannot help God. Why you cannot help God? Because God is self-sufficient and needs nothing from humans. You cannot help God, because humans are limited and cannot contribute to God's plan. Who is man to contribute to God's plan? You cannot. And lastly, salvation is solely by God's grace, not human effort. You can see there is nothing and absolutely nothing that a man can do or a woman can do that will do what? That can be of help to God. Praise God. We have some young men, when they want to marry, maybe there are a man in bride. He searched everywhere a woman to marry in bride. He was unable to see. He said, okay, let me go to a nearby church. You know, when I marry the sister, I will bring her to my church. And when I bring her to my church, I will do what? I will preach to her. And whether she likes it or not, she will do what? She will repent. Let me announce to you, that is the worst mistake you will make as a young man who is looking for a woman to marry. Because that woman, you have no power to convert that woman. Hallelujah. You have no power to convert that woman. No matter whatever you do, if God says no, that is no. And if the name of that woman is not written in the book of life, you will make all the necessary effort. Your effort will prove abortive. Because why? God have not destined her to go to heaven. There are people that are destined, and there are people whose names have been written in the book of life, right from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, this man called Ahimaaz cannot help God. It cannot help at that time to deliver the message. It's only to be a student and remain a student until God says it's time to do what? To go. Praise God. Point three. Who is Ahimaaz? Remember, we say number one, Ahimaaz is self what? He's a self-called messenger. Number two, Ahimaaz thought he could what? He could help God. We have so many ministers in the world today who are looking for every opportunity to help God. You cannot help God. Praise God. And some of these modern preachers, what they do at times, I so much thank God for the yesterday rapture watch. It was awesome. God will bless our pastor. I say God will bless our pastor. I say God will bless our pastor. There is a statement he made, and I want to repeat it. I'm not the one that said it. He's the one that said it. He said, that man that are dragging on social media, he said, this is the time for him to tell people that your faith should not be on what? On these items, on aprons and the rest of that. He said, it is the time for you to come to the whole world and tell the whole world that your faith should be on who? On Christ and Christ alone. Let me quickly announce to you, that task for him will be highly difficult. It will be highly difficult for him to do that because of the secret agenda behind the activities. Praise God. Ahimaaz, number three. Ahimaaz is a self-claimed messenger who does not understand the kingdom's ministries and vision. I repeat it. Ahimaaz is a self-claimed messenger who does not understand the kingdom's ministries and what? And vision. Children of God, this kingdom ministry and vision is not given to all. That is why at times when you look at them, just talk to them. Whether they understand, whether they believe or not, it's not your business because it is not given to all. Ahimaaz was told, don't go. He thought that he could. But unknown to him that he does not have what it takes. Unknown to him that he does not have kingdom vision and ministry. There is a statement Jesus made. Jesus said, he said, what I see my father doing anywhere in heaven is what I do what? On earth. What does that scripture mean? It means that there is something that is open in heaven. There is a window that is open in heaven, and in that window that is open in heaven, there is activity that goes on in heaven. And that activity that goes on in heaven, Christ is bringing heavenly things to earthly things. Although he is on the earth, but activity that goes on earth is a mandate from above. Praise God. I say praise God. So if you don't understand the mandate from above, you will end up running around the bush. If you don't understand the mandate from above, you will not do that which is being expected of you. So these people who are called Ahimaaz and who are running Ahimaaz ministry, they are doing this Ahimaaz ministry because why? They do not understand the kingdom's vision and ministry. Look at what the scripture says. Second Samuel. Let's look at John chapter 4. John chapter 9 verse 4. John chapter 9 verse 4. John chapter 9 verse 4. Amen. Verse 4, and it says, then see the woman of this, sorry, John chapter 9 verse 4. I must walk the works of him that sent me. Why it is the day? He said, the night cometh when no man can walk. Can walk. This is the statement Jesus is saying. Why is Jesus making this statement? Because he knew or he know the purpose of his call. He knew why he was on earth. He knew what he was sent to do. And that was why when Peter was trying to prove otherwise by drawing his sword and removing one of the ears of those that were troubling him and doing all manner of things to him, Jesus told him, he said, didn't you know that I can pray to my father and he will release how many legions of angels? 12 regions of angels, and when they come down here, these people you are seeing, within a twinkle of an eye, all of them will be wiped away. He said, allow it to be so that what? The scripture might be what? Might be fulfilled. Making you to understand that he knew the purpose of coming to the earth. He knew what he was called to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And every preacher in the whole world who claim they are called to be Babylonia, they lie. Who claim they are called to raise billionaires? Who claim that they are called for one thing or the other? The Bible says we have only one call. And what is that call? The call of reconciliation. How a man can be born again, reconciled back to his maker. So when you are telling me that you are called for this or that, that is out of the content. The real content is go and win soul. Hallelujah. Ahimaaz did not understand that. What I'm telling you is the kingdom vision. The kingdom vision is how man can what? Can be delivered. How man can be saved from his wretched state. Praise God. Ahimaaz was too lucky that the king did not take it upon him. Praise God. I say praise God. Look at Romans. Romans chapter 10 from verse 20, from verse 2. Romans chapter 10 from verse 2 to 3. I read. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God. But what? But not according to what? For knowledge. For they were being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of who? Of God. Why would they do that? Why would they not? They will not do that because they don't understand. But you that are seated here, glory be to God. Because you have eye, you can see. You have ear, you can hear. I appreciate God once again. Praise God. I say, children of God, praise God. D, we are looking at who Ahimaaz is. Who is Ahimaaz? D, Ahimaaz is also a self-claimed messenger who is very fast, eloquent, and smart. Ahimaaz ministry or Ahimaaz preachers, these are people who are what? Who are very what? Fast. They are very eloquent and smart. Do you agree with me? Children of God, do you agree with me? For your own information, the person that the message was given to did not arrive there on time. It was the person that the message was not given to was the one that arrived there on time. Am I communicating? They are very fast and they are very smart. Let me quickly tell you, no matter how fast they are, no matter how eloquent they are, it cannot change the things of God. Praise God. I say praise God. There is something that is going to happen before the rapture takes place. Apart from the third world we are waiting, apart from the prophecy of Jeremiah, I also want to tell you that the whole church in the whole world will be shaking. There's going to be a shaking that because God has his seed almost in all the churches. When that shaking happens, they will pull out. They will pull out. Why would they pull out? Because they are not meant to be there. It wasn't easy before I joined Bride. Let me quickly tell you a story about myself. It wasn't easy. I happened to be one of the preachers in my former church. And in that my former church, I occupy a very prominent space in that church. So my former boss was the one that invited me to this church. That was around 2007, 2008. I was coming, but I became a member in 2010. Now, then the three things that troubles me when I came here was baptizing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Another one is women standing in the altar like this to preach. So when I received these words from our preachers in this church, from our pastor, then I went to my GO, as they call themselves. I went to him because I'm a kind of person that's highly curious. I'm highly curious, and once I learn something, I don't feel like keeping it to myself. I want to share it to someone else. So with these two doctrines, I went to my GO, my former GO. I told him, sir, with all due respect, I came to realize that the people that these commandments were handed over, they practiced it in acts. And we saw in that act, they were not baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They were baptizing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So why are we doing it in this way? Sir, we need to change it. He kept quiet. Then I brought out the next one. I said, sir, I have noted that many women stand in the altar to preach the word of God. Because the Bible says that if a woman will learn anything, let her go home and ask what? And ask her husband, because it's not permitted for them to usurp authority where men are. Praise the living God. So what I did was that, now he was looking at me. Do you know what he said? He said, Uzo, I thought you were born again. Now I knew you are a pagan. Praise God. He said, now I knew you are a pagan. I said, sir, what have I done? I'm trying to open a scripture for you. This is what the scripture says. You are telling me I'm a pagan. Both of us, who is a, my heart, I'm not telling him. I say, both of us, who is a pagan? Am I the one a pagan or you are the one a pagan? Praise the living God. As God may have it, it wasn't easy for me. I have to pull out. Hallelujah. I have to come out because I'm not a chicken. I'm what? I'm an eagle. Hallelujah. Praise God. There is a statement William Branham made. William Branham made a statement. He said, I love these people, but I hate the what? I hate the system. He said he hate the system to the core, but he loved the people. But I cannot say because I love the people and I remain in the system. Praise God. I say praise God. Who is Ahimaas? Ahimaas is a self-claimed messenger who is very fast, who is very eloquent, and who is very smart. Now note, zeal without knowledge can lead to misguided enthusiasm. When you have zeal, when you think that you are zealous, when you think that you are very eloquent, you can speak grammar. You can speak grammar, you can do all kinds of things. I will tell you that's your zealous or your zealousness that is not married with the word of God, automatically it will lead you to what we call misguided enthusiasm. Number two, it will lead you to what we call self-righteousness. Number three, it will lead you to what we call legalism. You will become a legalism preacher. Then the last one, which is rampant everywhere, you will see yourself performing error. Then E, let's go to E. Who is Ahimaas? Ahimaas is all is well preacher. What did I say? Ahimaas is what? Is all is well preacher. He ran to the king, and the king saw him coming. When King David saw him coming, the king was having hope. He was thinking that this man that is coming is going to give me a good tidings, going to give me a good news. And the king told his servant, clear way. Let he who has the good tidings, let it what? Let it come in. And the king said, okay, tell me what happened. And what was the response of Ahimaas? Ahimaas said, I saw confusion. Ahimaas said, I saw turmoil. Ahimaas said, I saw all people moving here and there, but I didn't know what was going on. And he ended up by saying that to think all is well. King's son, the king's son is dead. Atrocity is happening in the world. The Bible says, time shall come, there shall be famine in the land. No famine of what to eat. No famine of what to drink. No famine of what to put on. But he said there shall be famine of the world. And in the land where there is famine of the world, you stand in the pulpits. All you do is to tell people it is well. Brother, it is nowhere. It's nowhere. The Bible said that hair has enlarged her mouth. Why? Every blessed day, people are trooping to her. People are going to her. You will gather thousands of people. All you tell them, it is well. You end up telling them from the Sabbath, from the beginning of the Sabbath to the end of the Sabbath, you are telling them it is well. That is Ahimaas' ministry. There are people who preach all is well. They emphasize more of the wealth. They emphasize more how many numbers of the aircraft they have. They emphasize more on the kinds of things they have possessed on earth. But they have forgotten to know that these people are here to hear the word. But they cannot give them the word because they themselves, they don't have the word. You can't give what you don't have. It's what you have that you give. That's why God, every day, God is crying and lamenting. In the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 8, he said, my people are perishing, not because they are hungry. They are perishing because why? They lack knowledge. And knowledge is power. Praise God. I say, praise God. Who is Ahimaas? Ahimaas is a preacher that preaches all is well. Listen on this note. Your earthly possession has absolutely nothing to do with God. No matter whatever you have possessed on earth, absolutely has nothing to do with God. God is not a respecter of any person. He has no regard of any man. And there's nothing any man can do. You cannot bring how many things you have to appease God. Our God is not God of Songo. Our God is not God of Amadioha, where you bring all manner of things to appease. Praise God. I say praise God. Who is Ahimaaz? The last one. Who is Ahimaaz? Ahimaaz is the preacher who has each ear. He has each ear. Something is wrong with his ear. He has problem with hearing. But I don't blame him, because the Bible says something in Romans chapter 11 verse 8. Romans 11 verse 8. What did the Bible say there? Romans 11 verse 8. And it says, according as it is written, God has given them the spirit of slumber. He has given them the spirit of what? Of slumber. Eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day. So it is God himself doing the work. He has put them on a state because they love not the things of God, but the things of the world. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 21. Amen. Children of God, amen. If you are learning, shout amen. Say to yourself, I refuse to be in Ahimaaz's ministry. I can't hear you. Say, I refuse to be in Ahimaaz's ministry. If you believe it, shout. Say, I refuse to be in Ahimaaz's ministry. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 21. I read. But the heart of the daughter of my people, and I heard. Okay, please, sorry, I have missed that scripture. Jeremiah 8, verse 22. I have missed that scripture. Amen. Amen. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6. Amen. Isaiah chapter 6. Praise God. Please pardon me. I'm having a long sigh. And he says, go and tell these people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see indeed, but perceive not. There is absolutely nothing that will make them to see or to hear. Praise God. So if I'm to ask someone here, who is Ahimaaz? Ahimaaz is a what? Is a self-claimed messenger. Who is Ahimaaz? Ahimaaz is someone who always preach all his way. He's all his way preacher. Ahimaaz is someone who always what? Who believed that he could help God, but he cannot help God. Praise God. Because of time, let's go to the next point. What is the next point? The next heading. What is Ahimaaz's ministry? And the characteristics of Ahimaaz's ministry. What is Ahimaaz's ministry? Now, many of us have heard our pastor telling us that Ahimaaz's ministry is a ministry that has to do with what? Running without what? Without a message. That is Ahimaaz's ministry. Number one meaning of Ahimaaz's ministry or characteristics of Ahimaaz's ministry, it is a ministry that is being run, that is being managed, that is being carried out without a message. Number two, Ahimaaz's ministry is a ministry that contradicts God's plan on earth and in heaven. It contradicts the plans of God. Every blessed day, there is something God is looking at. There is something God wants to see in the lives of his children. I was watching one popular preacher. This preacher gathered, he had thousands of people. I tried to pay attention to what he was saying or what he said. I discovered that he's not saying anything. Instead, he looks as if they are just there for fun. Church has turned to be a place of fun. No. Do you think that if Jesus knew that church is a place of fun, he will say, Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me, unless I carry it, he said, not my own will, but what? But thy will. Praise God.
It does not, it contradicts rather the plans of God in heaven and on earth. Ahima's ministry, number three, it is one man show ministry. It is one man show ministry. Any ministry, thank God for our church. Thank God for Bride of Christ worldwide. That the not only, where we don't have only Superman who come to the pulpit, he will be the one that will preach, he will be the one that will be teach, he will be the one that will prophesy, he will be the one that will do everything. Like what our pastor said on Friday, he said, remain in your office. Remain where you are called. He said, in that your office where you are, God himself will do what? Will be glorified. Ahima's ministry is one man show ministry. Ahima's, don't go and preach. Ahima's say, no, there is somebody who has the message. Don't go and preach. But he said he wants to go and preach. We are looking at the characteristics of Ahima's ministry. Number four, it is a ministry that does not allow the operation of the Holy Spirit in fullness. Any ministry where the operation of the Holy Spirit is not in operation in fullness, it is Ahima's ministry. And some of these preachers, they intentionally refuse to allow the operation of the Holy Spirit so that their evil deeds will not be exposed. They know if there is a prophet in the house, the prophet will tell them, this is what I'm seeing, this is what I'm hearing. They will do everything possible to ensure that that gift of the Holy Spirit is not being carried out the way it should. And they believe so much on the leadership of men, not the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Being controlled by the things of men, not by the things of God, not by what God is saying. In my former church, you dare not go contrary to what the GO have said. You dare not. Even when you are telling the GO, this is what the Lord is telling me. He said the spirit is subjected to the what? They will always have a scripture. That's why we say they are very smart and eloquent. They will always have a scripture to back up the evil deeds, to keep the people of God in bondage, and keep exploiting people, making themselves highly rich. Praise God. We are looking at what is Ahima's ministry. It is a ministry that then say, I am called. They say, I am called. There are many people who started ministry. There are people who have wide ministry. If you trace their origin, somebody told them that they are what? They are called. Who call you? And they have soon forgotten that person that is telling them that you are called may be the person is saying it for his own interest. For our own interest. Praise God. I say praise God. I say praise God. I say praise God. God will always judge us mainly not by what we do. Am I correct? But by the motive that is behind our what? Our actions. Ahima's is a ministry that say, then say, I am called. Many these days, many preachers call themselves. It is not God that called them. Because if truly God called them, the Bible says, whom he called, what happens? He will equip. He will empower. What is he empowering you to do? He's empowering you not only for signs and wonders. He's empowering you so that you can go out and do what? And win soul. What is Ahima's ministry? Ahima's ministry is a ministry that is born out of greediness. They have a wrong motive. Praise God. I met one young man who was pushing, he's a cat pusher, a hawks. He goes from places to places selling his goods. I asked him, young man, why are you doing this business? What he told me shocked me, which I cannot explain to you now. When you look at this some of these ministers or some of these preachers, when they look up, they look down. When they look up, they look down. They look left, they look right. And they discover that there's nothing else for them to do. The next thing that comes in their mind is, if I can gather 20 people, now big tight with that one. If I can gather 100 people, man, I don't hammer. Automatically, that preacher has already failed in ministry kingdom or in ministry vision. But everything he will do in that ministry is to meet up his targets, which contradict the target of God. It's the ministry born out of greedy. They have a wrong mindset. They have wrong things in their mind. There is a reason why they go there. I went to a place to go and preach. My wife can attest to that. Immediately I stood in that altar to preach. For 30 minutes I was crying. Even my friend that came to the program started begging me. I could not stop crying. If I look at the altar, I'll be crying. Continuously crying and crying. I was unable to stop myself from crying. After 30 minutes plus, that was when I stopped crying. You will gather thousands of people. All you tell them is how to raise money. Praise God. What is Ahima's ministry? Ahima's ministry is a social gathering where all manner of things happen. It's a social gathering. It's a place where all manner of things happens. There's a trending music that is going on in social media. I don't know how many of you are aware of that music. Do you know there are some people who have already started singing that music in the church? A popular content creator called Bring Jota, who pays some millions of money to someone. And that music is training and it's happening in the church. Church members are dancing right there in the pulpits. There are things that are not supposed to happen. These days, people are not afraid to stand and tell people that they are called. In the time of Joshua, when Joshua was the high priest, before Joshua would go to the holiest of the holiest, what happened? They will tie rope, they will put everything on him. And that thing will be ringing bell. So that if he goes there and he did not come back, and they did not hear the sound of the bell, that means his word is dead. But these days, people are not afraid. They can do anything they like, even in the church. And let me quickly say this. When we talk about Himas ministry, it's not only in denominational, even in our mother church, in Bride Assembly, some people are running a Himas ministry. When you are a preacher and you are charging people, before you can pray for them, before you can do it, before you are in Bride, but running a Himas ministry. When you do everything possible to have a wrong monkey to occupy the position, you can push anybody, you can do anything you want to do just to ensure you are in a position. You are running Ahima's ministry. When you are a type of a preacher in Bride Assembly, all you do is politics, 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 politics. You are running Ahima's ministry. Let me quickly announce to you, I am not saying it because I feel like saying it. I'm saying it because I'm after your soul. It pains me that after hearing this word in this church, some people will still go out of this church. They will still fit in denomination. It's an evidence that you are a chicken. Let me quickly tell you, when I received this word of God newly, 2010, I so much love our pastor to an extent that I lie not. I'm in the altar of God. I always pray for him, Lord. Anything that will kill him, let him kill me. He's not aware. That was 2011, 2008. I so much love him because why? I have a ministry, and that ministry is what can we do to affect lives? I do everything possible to my own reach to see what I can do to change lives because there's a need to change lives. So when I see him standing in the altar like this, telling the whole world, come to Christ, there is something I so much love our pastor. Even if people say, some people say he's an occultic man, I love such cultism. I want to belong to that cultism. A cultism that will tell you 95% of his teaching is come back to Christ. Come back to Christ. 95% of his teaching. All he's saying, brother, sister, come back to Christ. And he says, an occultic man. All of us are cultism. All of us will be cultics. I'm a cultist.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I want to beg you, don't ask me whether I'm still praying that prayer. Praise God. Everybody must carry his cross. Hallelujah. The prayer point have changed. What is the prayer point? Lord, keep him for us. He will not die. Keep him for us. That is the prayer point. And let me quickly announce to you, he will not die until he finishes work. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Our time will fail me to go on the dangers of being in Ahima's ministry. Let me drop the last one. Ahima's ministry, it is a well ministry without water. It is a well ministry without water. William Branham called it a broken system. A system that when you go, there are some farmers, when they want to have water within the place where they are farming, what will they do? They will create a system. In that system that they will create, what will they do? They will pour water there. Am I correct? After some time, the water will dry. The water, because that is an artificial way of creating water. The water can never be there all the time. That is how some of them are. You look at them, very nourished, very furnished well. But when you dip inside, brother, sister, there is no water inside the well. And Jesus called them, he called them a wise Sabokia Christian, a wise Sabokia preacher, very good in decorating the Sabokia. But inside the Sabokia, what happened? Dead bones. There is no life in it. And you want to belong to such ministry. Belonging to such ministry, you are risking your Christian race. Praise God. You are risking your Christian race. You don't need to belong to such ministry. If truly you are for God, if truly you want God to change your lives, if truly you want God to transform your life, godly contentment is far bigger than whatever you think of. It's far bigger than whatever you think of. Many are running this ministry thinking that by doing all these things, they will have the whole world. But I will tell you, even if you have the whole world, we have Christ. And having Christ is far better than having the whole world. It's far better than having the whole world. So why will you risk your life because of money? Why will you risk your life because of friendship? Why will you risk your life because of anything? And to belong in such ministry or to run such ministry, either by open or by secrets. Because there are people that are running secretly so that nobody will see them. But God is seeing you. He knows your heart. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Say to yourself, I refuse to be in Ahima's ministry. Say, I refuse to be in Ahima's ministry. Say, I will never run Ahima's ministry. Say, I am a child of God. Close your eyes. Bow down here. Let's pray. We come to draw. I draw from you again. Yeah. I have come to draw.
We've come to draw. Okay. Draw.